Are you ready to change your life? If you want a better life, you need to work on a better you. Increase your emotional intelligence and live the life you want. Self-awareness, empathy, motivation, self-regulation, social skills. These are the things you need to get out of the life you dread and into a life you will love. Welcome to Vampy Streams. Start changing your life now. Here is your host, Vampirica.
What's up? I got my...
No, not much. I just got off the phone with Grandpa.
Cool, man. So the good or bad thing?
No, everything's good. Everything's cool.
Cool. I don't know, you just said it in a weird tone. You're like, oh, I just got off the phone with Grandpa. Right on.
Still talking his politics and working at UPS, and a couple kids got killed out of UPS a couple weeks ago.
That sucks. What happened?
Fucking around on the tugs that me and Grandpa used to drive when we worked out there. And they were doing wheelies and shit. And it flipped over, fell over on them, fucking crushed them both. Cut one of the guys right in half.
Having too much fun, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm like, I used to do it. Driving them like race cars, you know. They're all torque just to haul all those trailers. And you can slam them in reverse and go real fast and then slam it forward.
Yep.
And you can do a fucking wheelie. Jeez. Well, when they slammed it forward, it fucking flipped all the way over and it didn't have a top on it.
Oh, the guard? The guard on the top?
Yeah, it did have the guard, like the roll guard. And it fucking landed right on them. Fucking shot one of the kids right in fucking half and crushed the other one.
Jesus.
Yep. 23 years old and 20. The 20-year-old, he was in training. The 23-year-old worked there for like a couple of years. And he was training the other kid for, you know, Christmas and shit.
I can see something happening like, hey, dude, check this out. You can do this. And then he tries it, you know?
Yep. Fucks it up. Done.
Oh, my Lord. That's crazy. That's so bad. I sound like a squeaky toy.
You saw what?
I sound like a squeaky toy when I laugh.
No, I know. You sick or what?
I was, and then I got better, but now I don't know what's up with my voice.
Yeah, it's probably getting over it now. That's just the remnants of it.
Yeah, my throat hurt like the other day. That's probably what it is. Just healing itself. And then me having to talk.
And cycle and shit.
No, I can't take that.
The alcohol in it, huh?
Yeah, I can't take it. I can't take anything.
I mean, if you had enough time to sleep, you could.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, just kids are out of school for like 3 weeks, man. For Christmas break.
It's already started? Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah, it's good for me. I mean, it saves me some time.
Yep.
You know, I don't got to drop them off. And Myra's working nights, so she don't leave from work until, you know, either 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. You know, so I get up at the butt crack of dawn and go handle my shit now and go to the jobs and be a babysitter.
Yeah.
So. I'm looking forward to that. So
crazy.
Drive my truck. It's already loaded up with all my tools.
set.
Show up on the job and fucking get this fucker done. And then when these 3 weeks are over, I'm going to be like, how come all these jobs, none of them took over fucking 8 hours? You know? Oh, it's because I was there and I made everybody work.
That's crazy.
So I'm looking forward to it.
So weird you called. I was just going to send you a video.
You were sending me a video?
Yeah, I was going to, but you called. That's cool.
I went to Katie's Christmas program today.
How'd that go?
It was cool. I mean, she did a couple dances and singing some songs and stuff. It was cool. But it was at 1 o'clock, and I had to drive to fucking Burbank this morning. Fucking 2.5 hours to get there in traffic.
Nice.
And I'm like, God, I hope traffic's not bad coming back, you know, because I didn't want to miss it, you know.
Right.
Because he's like, you're going to be there, right, Dad? I go, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, you know. And the utility company, they're like, oh, we'll be there between 8 and 12, you know. I'm like, shit, you know.
Damn, you almost fucked yourself.
Fuck. Huh? And, yeah, I'm like, I'm driving out there, and I called them up, and I said, hey, you know, I just wanted to call and let you guys know that my GPS says I'm going to be there at 9:30, you know, just to give you a heads up. You know, I don't want you to waste your time and go there early. You know, I'll be there, you know, at 9:30. And I pulled up at 9:28, and they just pulled up. And I get out of the car, and I walk out, I'm like, man, you guys are my heroes, you know. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? I go, man, I go, I got a 10-year-old daughter that's got a Christmas program today, and she would kick my ass if I don't show up to it.
Good thing
you
made it, man.
If you guys would have showed up at 12, I wouldn't have made it, you know, because it only lasted 30 minutes, you know.
Nice.
And they're like, oh, man, well, let's get this done. I go, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, let's do it.
But your heart was racing.
What's that?
I bet your heart was racing.
Yeah.
You're like, shit.
I was like, oh, man. I was just like, oh, man, please, you know. I didn't want to wait, and they were there when I pulled up. I was so happy. I was like, oh, thank God. Because I knew once they were there, it's 30 minutes, you know. Because they're pretty quick, you know. And they were already there, like, sweet. I was out of there. Done deal.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Did you see that picture of Gage's trophy yet?
Nope.
No?
Nope. It's whatever, dude.
So I guess it's like state of Montana. He won it. And I finally found out how much he won, $140.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like,
right on. Cool.
Keep going.
Yeah, but he was sick a couple days ago, too, because I was trying to call him.
Figures.
Yeah.
Everyone's sick.
Yeah, when I was driving to Burbank today, I was FaceTiming Grandma when I was driving on the freeway, sitting in traffic.
Yep, I do that a lot.
Talking to her. She said, what are you doing? I go, I'm sitting on the 210 freeway going 10 miles an hour.
Nice. Let's go, Molly. It's fucking cold here.
Where are you at right now?
Salem, Oregon.
Still in Oregon? Yeah.
Salem, Oregon.
Yeah. Actually, it's 40. It looks like it says 48 degrees here right now.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's a little chilly on my hands, but yeah, not too bad. Yeah, and then fucking Peyton went to, so Peyton had a, he went to school today, and then one of his friend's mom, she invited over like 15 or 16 kids over to her house, and, you know, and Peyton and all their buddies and all that shit.
That's cool.
And they did, she did like a little you know, little Christmas gift exchange kind of thing with them all.
That's pretty rad.
Where he just, yeah, it was pretty awesome, man. She took pictures and sent me, I'll have to text them to you. She's like, hey, do you mind if, you know, make sure you wear something red or whatever, you know.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I like that.
Got them all pizza. Yeah, it was super cool, man. I was texting her earlier. I'm like, you know, let me know when you want me to pick them up. So I picked them up at like 8:30. And they're all in the driveway playing basketball and stuff, you know. I was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I told her I'm on that. I go, I don't know how you did it, man. That's pretty awesome to have freaking 15 teenage boys over here,
yeah,
and pull this off. You know, I go, that's
I'm
pretty
surprised
cool.
You even let them go over there.
Really? Oh no, I let them go. You know, Katie has friends and all that. He doesn't have any, man. He's got to go have some. You know. You know, and neither one of them are scared. You know, they're cool. So, yeah, it was a good time. It was a good day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm trying to get down there.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we're staying here. Nobody's coming here. We're not going nowhere.
I need to get my...
Aunt Megan was texting me.
Yeah.
Tonight. And she was asking for the address or whatever. She's like, are you guys going to Montana or Texas or anything? I'm like, nope. I go, we're staying here. And she's like, is Myra's family coming out? I'm like, nope. I go, it's just us. And she's like, well, you guys can all come over on Christmas Day. You know, Dad and Bev are going to be over here. And I'm like, Christmas Day. I'm dropping the kids off with Hannah, with their mom. And the last text I got from her, she was like, oh, I forgot about that. That was it.
That's Christmas
Day. So
then, like,
I called.
Going there or what?
No. So then I called up Dad. And I told Dad or Grandpa the same thing, and he's like, they haven't talked to us about that yet. He's like, I haven't heard nothing about that.
Huh.
I'm like, oh, okay. And that's when Grandpa started bitching. He's like, they make all these plans and all this shit, and they fucking don't tell anybody, and it's the last minute.
That's not really
you
last
know,
minute, though.
They expect everybody to show up. Well, he hasn't heard shit, you know.
Well, yeah, but I can see her saying something because she just wants to see you guys and the kids and stuff.
What's that?
I don't know why she would, like, mention Grandpa if he didn't know, but I'm sure she wants to see you guys.
Oh, well, they want to see the kids, not me and Myra.
I mean, fuck it, dude. Why you gotta think like that? Why you gotta think that way? That's fucking negative as fuck. Well,
no, it is. It's because I know
your family,
people,
dude.
Yeah, I understand that. But I know people, you know. That's why she was asking. You know? It's always for the kids, you know.
Always.
She's already voiced her opinion about me to my face. So, you know. And she
That's
hasn't
right.
changed from it.
You should still go though.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. She hasn't responded, so after that, you know.
I mean, you got the invitation, so you'll just be like, all right, I'll be here probably before or something.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see.
At least bring the kids something before they go. Like an hour or two, maybe.
No, Hannah's picking them up in the morning, like 9 or 10 in the morning.
Oh, no way.
Christmas Day. Yeah. Because she wanted them Christmas Eve, and I'm like, fuck no. You know? The kids are going to spend the night in their own house and wake up in the morning. You know? you can come over here and you can work something out with work. And if you want them to spend the night that night, I go, I'm cool with that.
That's cool.
You know, they can spend the night, you know, Christmas Day night, not Christmas Eve. You know, and I go, and it's Katie's birthday on the 27th. Mm-hmm. I go, so, you know, I'll let you, if you want to do that and have a little birthday party for her and then bring her back on her birthday and then we can do something for her here. You know, I'm cool with that too.
Right on.
You know, but Christmas, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, they're going to sleep in their own beds and they're going to wake up in their house, you know?
Yep. See that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you'll change your opinions on it. The older you get, you know, there's going to be certain things that you, you know, hands down, son, always be nice, which I am. You know, the last thing people need is me being a complete asshole and fucking voicing what I think about everybody. You know, that's why everybody should be scared. You know, because when I get to that point in my life where I really don't give a fuck and I say whatever I want.
You should anyway.
Take me. No, because I'll hurt a lot of people's feelings.
That's okay, though, because they don't. Fuck it, dude. It's your opinions. I do it
every time.
I do it all the time. I was going to send a video to you, and it's crazy how you fucking called me. So it's me like talking, but it's about how like parents are making all their kids vulnerable and their kids are getting depressed because the parents are afraid of what's going to happen to them. And I said, like, you should be letting your kids do stuff, not being afraid what will happen to them because they have to lose. And if you're not letting them lose, then they're going to become very vulnerable and not know even how to be their own self. And then they're going to get fucking depressed because you're holding them back from shit.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. In normal day life situations.
As in?
You know, if they're playing sports and they lose, that's part of playing sports. There's a winner and there's a loser. You don't like losing.
Like everything. Everything.
Not everything.
Like, yeah, like social media, sports, of course, going out with friends, even if you think that kid's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, you'll change your opinion on that aspect when you have kids.
I don't think so.
You will, because like I always say, there's never, always, all that shit. Nothing's ever 100% when it comes to that kind
of
shit, you know? The always and the never, it's never that. So you got to take that into your concepts, too, because I tell you what, I guarantee you, man, I'm not going to let, you know, some douchebag comes up to this fucking house or whatever. I'm not going to let Katie go. You know?
Define douchebag, though. So,
well, what I mean, whatever. I'll play that when it comes up, you know. But you know what I'm saying. There's going to be certain red flags that you see that you, there's no way in hell. You know?
But how do you
know?
Some
guy rolls. I'm a pretty good judge of character. And a lot of times.
But that's why. But that's why this world's so fucked up, because everyone's judging.
No, all I'm saying
is
no.
I mean, that's why kids are getting vulnerable to shit, because the parents are judgmental.
kids are getting more vulnerable because fucking parents are overprotective. I'm not overprotective. I've always let all you guys do shit. You know.
You're kind of overprotective sometimes.
When I knew the people or who you were going to be around, because I knew more shit than you guys did when you were kids, I wasn't going to have my kids around a certain situation. No different than right now. I used to let Katie spend the night across the street, right?
And then
I yeah, and then I found out a bunch of shit. So she's fucking, like, cheating on Mike with a bunch of guys, you know, so he's pissed off, so he's starting to fucking talk to girls, and then they get in big old fights. He's over there trying to hang himself with an extension cord off the roof.
What the fuck?
Yeah, do you think I'm going to let my daughter go over there?
No, not to see that, of course not.
No. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. There's certain people that I knew when you guys were growing up that, you know, I knew what they did and how they acted, that I wasn't going to have my kids over there. I don't give a fuck if their kids are cool as shit. You weren't going to be around that. It's the same with Katie. So I just say no to, you know, I let her go over there today after school for a few hours for a birthday party. But she had to be back here at 6 o'clock. You know, she is not spending a night over there because now they live in a new place. And there's another guy that lives in like the back house. And all he does, he's a single guy, and all he does is get fucked up and hammered. So why would I let my daughter go over there? Because I know he sits there and hangs out with Mike and drinking. Why would I put my 10-year-old daughter in that situation?
Well, you actually know that, so that's respected.
That's what I'm saying. As a parent, that's what I'm telling you. As
but
you
if you don't know, then let her rip.
Yeah, if I don't know, then I let it rip. Yeah, it's fine. But when I start learning shit, then my yes and no's change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about fucking teaching my kids to be leaders, not followers. And putting them in certain situations that maybe I'm not super comfortable with, but it's a simple situation to where I know they're going to have to make some decisions. And I'll know. You know, what they make after to help, you know, educate them, okay? But I'm not going to put my 10-year-old daughter or any one of my kids in a situation where I'm not going to sleep all night because I know it's a fucked up place to be at, you know? Little lessons in life.
Yep.
Build
exactly.
The person, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not a dumbass, so, you know?
I know that.
I know you're in a, you know, I know you're, you know, you're getting older and you're learning more and all that stuff, but trust me, keep learning because the older you get, you're going to realize a lot of shit. You're going to understand a lot more shit.
I know that.
I'm still learning shit, man.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, too? That kind of, like, led to something. You know, if you followed your kids on social media, you would learn a lot more about them than they would even tell you.
Yeah, but that's why I just don't let them go on social media.
Why? Because, dude, you would learn a lot more about them, and you would actually know how to steer and control, like, how they are built.
Yeah, well, then maybe that's my fault, man. And that's something I'll have to live with when I get older. You know? There's just certain things that I'm not comfortable with. And they get enough of it at school because they have all that technology at school, but it's strictly for education. And I'm cool with that. You know, so they're still learning how to do all that stuff. And, you know, once they get old enough, then carte blanche. It's their choice.
True that.
You know, but I don't need a 10-year-old doing what Katie was doing. You know, I had too many problems with that shit.
What was she doing?
And
the dad
going
to the house?
You were part of it. Yeah, you were part of all that shit. You know,
well, that's
that,
why you follow them on it and make sure they don't do that stuff.
You know,
and teach
and
them to be kind.
Let them do that shit, and you don't have those problems, period.
Then they're going to get fucking
you know,
depressed.
You let it, you,
because
you know,
that's
you
what
let
makes
them
happy. You'll actually learn what makes them happy and sad, because they actually spit it online. And they, like, dude, people use online to spit their insecurities and stuff because they're too afraid to tell their parents and friends and family and stuff. And you actually learn.
Yeah, and that's
about
why I
your
sit
kid.
Down to them and talk to them face to face, because that's the problem with this world, too, is everybody has big fucking balls. And, you know, when they can talk into a fucking computer or a phone instead of just talking to human beings, because that's going by the wayside. You need to learn how to stand up and talk to somebody face to face.
Oh, yeah. That's why you see it, and then you go talk to them to help them speak out front.
I mean, I keep it to an educational. That's it. No more fun bullshit, whatever. And it's a
That
way
is
better household
educational.
around here.
That is educational.
Well, I mean, I mean, that's your opinion,
It is. You'll learn a
But
lot more about your kids.
I'm not just gonna let them rip on it, because they're young and they can't distinguish that fucking point where it's too much or they're going too far right now, And I'm gonna
You
let them
can.
get a little bit older.
That's why you gotta let
Let
them
them.
lose.
Oh
That's why you gotta let them
yeah.
figure it out themselves, because they're not gonna learn unless they experience it. That's how it works.
No, I mean.
You know it. You know. I know you
I
know
know
it.
what.
I know you know it.
Know what. Yeah,
What?
I'm telling you, it's a way better household without the fucking iPads everywhere. They get their time on
But you
them,
can still
and that's
control
it.
it.
I do control it. I choose when I can fucking play on them, and that's it. And I tell them what they can fucking do on them, and that's it. Until they get, they're too young, man. They're 10 and 13 years old.
And that's when you start teaching them.
They already know computers and all that shit, dude. They know all that shit. And they're learning it in school. They got all the high tech shit at school. Fucking Peyton's doing videos. I let him use the laptop when he's doing his homework, doing his videos and whatever for homework. But I ain't letting him fucking play all the stupid ass video games,
So you're gonna let them go through the system like everyone else, so they become a sheep rather than finding something they actually like doing, so they're happy.
No, they're not gonna be sheep. I'm their dad. There's no way in hell they're
Well, a
gonna
sheep
understand their
goes
responsibilities.
through a fucked up school system that teaches you shit that doesn't even matter, and then they think they have to go to college, which you don't at all, when you can build something really quickly on the internet as an 8-year-old.
No, I understand all that, son. Okay? But there is a process in this world, and there's certain steps that you have to do in society, okay?
Not even.
Not even?
No,
Well,
I don't.
then that's part of the problem of today's society, is because there has to be some type of organization, man. And people have to be on the same page, and there has to be a protocol. You can't just be a 21-year-old and say, "Oh, I know this shit. I'm the fucking boss. I want to make $200,000, and I just want to tell everybody what to do." No, you need to climb the ladder and live life and learn your life experiences to earn your fucking spot. And that's the problem, is fucking
And
society kids now.
that's why you gotta let them experience shit rather than controlling them.
Oh, I do. I'm not controlling them. I let them experience shit.
Not enough.
Okay? And we, well,
You
that's
know,
your opinion.
the reason why I'm saying this, 'cause I'm gonna tell you this, and I didn't even, oh my God, I'm telling you this because I'm following Katie. And she says some things that makes me fucking cry, dude. I'm just saying, if you follow her and actually, like, look and study your kid on social media, you'll learn some things about your kid and actually build, like, a connection with your kid.
Well, like what? Give me some examples of that's any time recent. Because if it was back then, whatever,
No,
she was a
dude.
drama queen.
Every time she goes to her mom's, she takes, I don't know whose phone, it's either hers or the boyfriend, and she fucking posts shit, like stuff about Hannah, stuff about Myra, stuff about school, stuff about friends. Like, people use this as a therapy thing. And
I'm just saying, like, I see what's happening, and I mean, like, if you want your kids to be happy, dude, I'm just saying, like, you gotta fucking, like, talk to them. Like, you have to make them comfortable and shit.
Comfortable about what? I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck are they saying? You know?
Like, I don't
I
even.
I talk to them all the damn time.
I mean, but there's, dude, there's so many. Ah, dude, I don't even fucking know. There's so many things. I don't know.
You know, Peyton's a fucking teenager. I know he ain't posting shit. You know,
well, yeah,
he's not even.
You fucking take it away.
Yeah,
I don't even know
Katie,
what's going on with him.
You know, Katie. Yeah, every chance she gets, she's on there fucking doing shit.
Yeah, she's using it as an escape.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, dude,
I just,
like,
I
know
fucking
you.
Drama, man.
No, dude, like, I know, like, you experience things on there that you fucking hate, but, like, this is, like, today, like, this shit happened already, and it's not gonna fucking go away. And people use this to talk to, like, friends across the fucking United States that they think they're really fucking cool, and they have, like, real relationships and shit. Like, you fucking take things away from them. You know?
Yeah, but they don't need to be talking to those kids that were up there. You know, I know that. You
Not
know?
Even that. Like, they don't even have to talk to them. Dude, they have friends in fucking, like, Texas and shit that they've met online.
Yeah, see, I'm not comfortable with that shit, man.
That's why you follow them. That's why you hop on the platform, study what the hell they're doing, and then you can help guide them into the right direction.
And, like, I have time to sit there on social media and I don't have time
I'll fucking
for that
do it. I follow Katie every single day. She posted something 4 days ago.
Well, then bust your chops on shit, then. You know? I
do. I say shit.
Good. You know? Keep, you know? That's your job as an older woman, you know?
Yeah.
Because she's sneaky as shit. I know she is, you know?
And you should let them. So she doesn't have to be sneaky, because that's going to teach them to be sneaky their whole life.
Well, I understand that aspect, but the thing is sneakiness is in her blood. Because she got it from her mother, and her
well,
mother
if you wanted
way.
To change...
And she learns it.
If you wanted to change, then you got to let them do shit. The things you hate. The things you hate, like, everything's not about you. Like, her life isn't your life. Your life isn't hers.
I understand all that, yeah. And I agree with you, what you're saying right there. I do. I understand that, where you're coming from, you know? And it's just a fucking... I hate the fucking battle, you know? You know, with her fucking mother and all that shit, you know? It just drives me fucking nuts. You know, because...
You don't have to be a... I mean, you kind of have to be a part of it, because that's... I mean, it was your choice.
Yeah.
It was your choice.
No, I know. You know, I mean, not that I'm looking into a crystal ball or nothing, but, I mean, I already know, you know...
I'm not, like, trying to...
I'm
not trying to, like, convince you. I'm just, like... I'm just spinning what I'm seeing right now.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, but... You know, I definitely listen to, you know, everything. But I know, because I dealt with it with all three of you guys, okay? And I know the day's coming for both of those kids, they're going to go with their mom.
Nah, fuck that
you
shit.
Know, I already know it's coming.
Like, live there?
Or whatever the situation. Every one of my situations with you three was different, you know. The easiest one was Gage.
Well,
you know. Cameron was definitely the hardest, you know. Yours only lasted about 9 months, you know. But, you know I'm going to go through it with them. You know, they're going to get older. They're going to have mommy issues. And, you know, I already know what's going to happen. you know? And I'm just hoping that their mother has her shit in a pile. You know, that she learns. Because I could already see, you know, because I'm the disciplinarian. And they're going to want to run away from that. Because once they get to that age, I already know, you know. They know everything, fucking whatever, you know. Dad don't know shit. They ain't going to listen to me, and they're going to fucking go do that. And then so much time after that, they're going to be like, all right, can we come back? You know? You know,
oh, yeah.
I've been through it three fucking times.
They need some discipline, but you don't have to do it, like, hardcore.
I'm not doing hardcore discipline. I don't even know if I get spanked them, man. You know,
yeah, I think
I've
like
definitely
the hardcore.
Changed.
I think like the hardcore stuff got me.
The hardcore spankings or what?
The hardcore everything, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to run, because I was afraid of you.
Yeah.
See, like,
are you
don't
afraid
want...
of me now?
Yeah, fuck no, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
But you don't want your kids to be afraid of you.
Well, they're not afraid of me. I'm not the same person, man. I've changed from that. That's how I was raised. I raised you guys how half as bad as that I was raised. You know. And after everything I went through with you guys, you know, I changed my opinions with them, you know. So shit changed, you know.
Yep. It's always gonna change.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, like, you know, it's just different times in my life, man. And that's what I say, man. The older I get, I learn more shit. And,
yep.
You know, but there's certain things that I'm stuck on. I'm like, man, I can't.
So you're afraid of something. Because the fear is holding you from something.
No, it's not even fear.
Doesn't make sense, Lynn.
I mean, it's going against every grain of everything that I ever learned, you know? To where I feel like if I don't do,
yeah.
I feel like I'm not doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. People are learning.
It's fucking ingrained that hard into me to where that's the right decision for me. You know?
So you're just afraid of change. Again.
No, I'm not afraid to change.
I mean,
I'm just telling you, it's no different. Look at it like this, man. It's no different than like my grandmother, how she was raised. She was racist as fuck. But she spent, you know, 85 years of her life being raised that way.
So you just don't want to adapt. That's pretty much what I see.
No, I listen. I just haven't heard enough good evidence or whatever, you know.
Of?
And especially on the social media. And the social media to me is nothing but drama to me, you know. If it's business, on the other hand, no, that's smart to me.
I mean,
to me,
dude,
to me, if you're
going to
know somebody.
Anything. But that's not today's world.
No, I know it's not.
It's already happened.
I guarantee you that I'm not going to, I'll use it for business. But I tell you what, who knows me? I ain't going to fucking stalk them on Facebook and all that shit. They got my number, they can call me. And I ain't going to play that shit, you know? I ain't going to post all my shit on fucking that stuff and play those games. Because to me, that's fucking stupid. You know? But if that's your business on what you do.
How's it stupid?
You know? Because I'm old school, man. I like to talk to my friends face to face, man.
Of course. Everyone should.
You know, or whatever, you know. And I don't have time to be fucking,
you know,
doing
you know
that
what?
Kind of shit.
You know what? You should study.
I should what?
Study. I think you should look into this a little bit. I think you should look up emotional intelligence. Just like read a couple articles or something, or watch a video or something.
All right, well, I'll look it up. I've heard you say that several times.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with social media. It might spark something in your brain though, so.
Well, I'll read it. Maybe it will, I'm like I said, I'm open, I'm listening. I just know too many fucking, douchebags that fucking use it for the wrong way,
Yep,
Or
and that's a bad mentality to have, to always think of that. This is why the world is kind of where it's at, because everyone thinks of the worst instead of the best.
yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, I'm probably the most optimistic person you're gonna meet, and especially in my generation,
Right.
because I hear from a lot of people that know me, they're like, man, why it's so cool being around you is because you always look at shit in the positive way,
Should always.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that, but and there's just certain things where I'm just like, I've not seen the benefit, other than business. Yes, you can hit a million people,
It's crazy.
but a 10-year-old daughter and shit when she was eight doing it, I just didn't, that it just wasn't right, man.
It's crazy because the
She
connection
took
to
advantage of that shit and it wasn't good, and then she started getting into the fucking where she just had her little training bra on. That shit wasn't cool to me, dude. That pissed me the fuck off. Because
But I know it's kind of fucking weird for your daughter to fucking do that, but I think, like, she did it once, right? You knew about it, and then you taught her not to, and that's how they learn.
yes.
So that's a good example.
Yeah, it is, but do I have
But
enough time
parents,
to
I'll do it. Dude, I fucking love it. I love building connections with people. Honestly, this is why people like me so much, because I'm always on there following them and engaging with their things and being a badass motherfucker.
Yeah, but I don't have that time, son. My job doesn't allow me to do that, dude. You could be fucking cruising
It
for
does.
11 hours on your shit and
It's
fucking
crazy. Everybody has
talk to a
time.
million people. I don't.
Everybody, you do. You do.
Oh, no, I don't. I
You
do not
do.
have that time.
You do.
When do I have that time?
So, when you're taking a shit, when you're laying in your bed, when you wake up from your nap every morning, when you're sitting waiting for your workers, when you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Damn,
Yeah, and
dude.
when I'm doing that, my email is fucking building up. I went to fucking Burbank today. It took me 2.5 hours to get there, 30 minutes there, and 1.5 hours to get back. There's 5 hours, right?
Yep, and I'm sure you got plenty of time
I
waiting for
had fucking
inspectors.
45. I had 45 emails. Half of them were fucking comm jobs, and the other half were quotes for fucking MPUs
Yep.
in fucking 5 hours. I had to print
Damn.
up half of them and write down all the information, get all those ready, send out text messages to all those customers.
Yeah,
And
that sounds like an
the other
excuse to
one,
me, though.
what's that?
Those all sound like excuses to me. It does.
Okay.
It
All right,
does.
so really.
Yeah, I swear to God it does. I swear to God.
Well, obviously you have a lot more time than I do, son.
Dude, you have so much more time than you think you got. Dude, I'm busy as hell out here. And when I'm walking into like the bathroom and taking a shit, I pull out my phone and I'm like, "What's up, guys? I don't give a fuck."
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah.
Dude, it's. See, everybody has so many like insecurities and vulnerabilities, and I don't fucking understand it. I don't even know why I had any. Makes no sense.
Insecurities and vulnerabilities.
Of anything, yes.
And
I mean, I don't fucking
I don't
show my dick or ass when I'm taking a shit, but I'm respectful.
Yeah,
Now. There's something scaring me, and I want to figure it out.
Well, I'm running a business, son. How do you think I've got to where
me
I'm at?
Me too. And I drive truck.
You know, everybody thinks, like, oh my god.
Dude, you have so much more time than you think you have.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, the only time I have is probably the time when I'm fucking done working and it's out here and it's already dark and I'm fucking done working and I don't feel like doing shit else, you know? But most of the time I fucking eat dinner, you know, and do that shit. And the last thing I want to do is be on my goddamn phone because I've been on it all day. And I'm like, I'm fucking over it. You know, enjoy technology. I don't. I use it because I have to talk to customers. That's it.
You know what's funny, though? But in this day and age, you kind of have to use the phone. So you're pretty much false if you think like that.
Yeah, I do because it's my business. You know, and that's how I get fucking jobs and make money. But I tell you what, I don't have to use shit. You know?
Oh, dude.
And I'm going to get to a fucking... Seriously, I'm just going to be that old crabby fuck. You know?
I can see it, and that's sad, and I feel sorry about it.
Well, don't feel sorry.
Dude, I do, you're my dad.
Well, I respect that, that's cool, you know? But I don't want that, man, that's not me, you know? I want to be fucking a simpleton, you know?
I'm a simpleton.
I want to work on my fucking house.
Dude, you love fishing so much, right? Right? Dude,
yeah.
I got a fucking perfect business for you. And you're going to fucking shit your pants. Dude, you can make like $100,000 a year showing a fucking video of you casting your fucking rod and then taking a picture of the fish you caught and posting it on social media. Just sitting in the fucking chair.
$100,000 a year.
Yep. If you know so much about fishing and you know about the rods or the fish and what kind of fish it is, and you just do a 20-second video of like, hey, this is the fucking trout. It's fucking 6 inches long. Blah, 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 blah. You can make $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. But there's a lot more to it than just fucking posting a video. You know, it's a job.
Yeah,
you gotta. You don't just make $100,000 a year, son.
Of course, it's
posting a fucking video.
It's not gonna go fast. It's gonna take probably like what a couple years.
See, I've done my time, man. I've made my money. Why the fuck do I need to do it anymore? You know, that's my thing. I've done what I did in my generation. Your generation's different. You know,
But you can do something.
Fucking sell my shit off.
See, I don't even understand people's mindsets. That's crazy. You could do something you enjoy the fuck out of.
Yeah.
If you talk about
fishing...
Because
then it turns into work, son. Then it turns into work. And then it's
either.
Not fun anymore.
That's why you have to enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy fishing. I don't want to have to worry about a goddamn video camera and fucking any other shit.
You can
I
want to
go
somebody.
Out there with... No, I don't want nobody around there. If I want to go fishing, motherfucker, I want to go fishing with fucking nobody around me and leave me the fuck alone. That's the part you don't understand. You know? I don't care about that shit. I'm to a point where I've made my money. I don't give a shit, you know?
But your kids do.
You know, I work my ass off, dude. I've done my shit. Old school yep. way.
Okay. You don't, but your kids do.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, they'll figure it out. You know? They're set for college. You know, Ron's already got fucking money set aside for them. You know? And believe me, I preach them. Get an education. Learn new shit. You know? Katie's in the new shit, man. They got the whole IT crazy-ass shit at school. You know? Peyton, too. They're learning all that crazy-ass shit at school, which is awesome. And I allow them to do that here. You know, they're going to get the education part. And when they get old enough,
you're going
to
make
them they'll already know how to do it, and then they can do that shit.
You're going to make them go to college?
No. That's their choice. But they both are talking about wanting to go. Well, Peyton, not so much. Katie, definitely.
That's cool. Well.
Yeah. I mean, Peyton.
Okay. Then if Peyton doesn't want to go, and I know he's on the fucking, I don't know, college money shit.
Oh, he fucking thinks he's going to be a fucking truck driver right now.
That's funny.
He's going to make a shitload of money. That's what he thinks.
That's a bad mindset.
Well, whatever.
But he can try it.
I just told him, I go, son, I go, you're 13, I guarantee you're going to change your mind fucking 100 times by the time you even get to the point where you can do that.
Yep, I did.
I'm not too worried about it, you know, whatever. That's what he's saying now just because he, you know, you're his brother, he looks up to you, and, you know, he's fucking stoked, you know.
He'll play out.
You know, I understand that.
Yep. Everything plays out.
Everything's going to happen how it's going to happen now.
Yep,
you know,
I know that. 100%.
Dude, they don't even ask for their fucking iPads anymore.
Okay, cool. That's good then.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
But
they know how to do all that shit. You know, they take advantage of it when they can, when they're at their mom's or whatever. Fine. You know, whatever.
It's getting harder and harder to build something, though. And this world's going to fucking...
Oh, but, dude. Yeah, I mean, you just saying that right now. They're 10 and 13, dude. Throw another 10 years on both of them. 20 and 23, it's going to be even that much harder, even if they do know their shit. You know?
Yeah, that's why they should start now.
Yeah, they'll be fine, man. Like I said, they're getting the education in schools and the foundation. You know, they'll be fine.
Dude, that's just crazy.
Not everybody gets lucky, okay?
It's not luck.
I'm not talking about the social media shit, okay?
Nothing's lucky. Nothing's lucky. I hate that word.
No,
action.
I agree. That was the wrong choice of word.
This is action on things, dude.
Yeah, if you want something, go get it. You know? And there's no different with them. You know, they're 10 and 13 years old. You know? And like I tell them, they need to be kids.
Yeah, which is their phone.
No. I'm not going to be that fucking parent, dude. Oh, fuck. Dude, are you kidding me? They need to be kids and experience this. Okay? They get it all the time at school, like I said. Because that's all the schools are, is all that shit. Electronic, it's fucking nuts. They don't need to come home and fucking do all that shit unless they're doing their projects. You know, they are learning it the right way, you know. Because they're going to get to that point, and if they really want something to do that in that field, then they'll be 17, 18, 19, whatever, and then they could pursue it. But in the meantime, I'm going to make them enjoy life and be kids, do their school, do that shit, and then they, the older they get, they can start making the decisions and doing their shit, you know? And if they want a phone, when they get older, they're going to fucking earn it.
Yeah, I don't think schools are teaching kids the right way, though.
No, I agree.
Even with
you know, but they got to teach. They got to teach to the masses. You know. You know, I understand that our education system in the United States is fucked up. You know, but none of my kids are going to be sheep, dude. Trust, they're neither one of these kids. These two are. You know. If anything, they're worse than you and your brothers. You know, they're sharp, man. They're sharp as fucking tacks. You know, all you guys are. And I'm a lot nicer now. You know, so they get away with a lot more shit. So.
Interesting.
You know, they're going to be fine, man. But to me, they're still too young, you know? Because you start doing that, man, I mean, dude, they know so much shit. You know, they tear up the Alexa in the kitchen. They play like this trivia game. They know so much shit, dude, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
They don't have the iPads. But they figure out games on that thing.
Yeah.
It's all educational shit, dude.
Yep.
You know?
What kind of educational stuff?
What's that?
What kind of educational stuff?
They play like question games in there.
That's cool.
On Alexa. There's some game that they fucking play on there.
But do they
ask questions?
Do they learn how to do something?
Yeah, they do shit. They It asks questions and, you know, there's like different levels or whatever. They play it all the time in there. But they're learning shit and having fun, you know?
Yeah, that's very important. I'm all about learning how to do something and something.
Oh, yeah, fuck, dude. You should see the fucking.
I know Alexa is pretty badass because I use it on my phone because I know that, like, about branding and stuff, Alexa's going to be the shit because everyone wants to save time and everyone's going to be using their voice and hearing audio.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you the amazing thing is fucking, I think it was Tuesday. So I'm out on my computer. He's like, do you have some paper? I go, yeah, what do you need? She's like, I need like 6 pieces of paper. She's like, I'm going to make some snowflakes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, so I'm thinking like, all right, so, you know, whatever.
The drawing?
You know? No, she just, the piece of paper, you cut them with the scissors and make snowflakes,
okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm like, oh, she's just going to make some cheesy little snowflakes. She's like, do you have a stapler? I go, yeah. I go, you might need to put some staples in it, whatever. Well, here's a stapler. I go, just bring it back when you're done because I need it because I was doing the comm jobs. I need to staple my shit together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in there in the house for like 15 minutes and she comes back out and she shows me this fucking snowflake that is like 18 inches big. It's all the pieces of paper and it's like fucking 3D crazy ass fucking snowflake, dude.
That's cool, man.
Oh, dude, she made like fucking 8 of them.
That's
I'm
cool.
Like, holy shit. You know, and that's the kind of shit that they're learning on Alexa, you know?
Yeah, dude, don't take
away
from them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, holy shit, dude. I'll have to send you a picture. They're fucking amazing.
As long as they're,
holy shit.
As long as they have something, then I'm happy.
Yeah, no, they're fine. But
as long as they're learning something, dude, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's my key, education.
It's
not fucking drama bullshit on the fucking.
Oh, it's not even drama. You just put yourself in the drama.
Yeah, well, you haven't been in my house fucking long enough.
You walk into the drama.
whatever. Son.
It's a Google search away. How the fuck do I block this motherfucker? Boom. Done. No drama.
Yeah, I know how to block them. It's gone. There it is.
You're insane.
And you have fucking access to, you know, the Alexa, or if you want to play a video game now, it's the Wii, and it's going to be a family fucking bowling night, or...
That's good.
You know, you can sit at the kitchen table on my iPad or the fucking computer and do your homework. You know, you're going to learn something. Because they already know how to do all that shit. And the time's coming where they can do that shit. But it ain't going to be under my roof. You know, and I mean, they're doing fine, man. You know, they're doing fine.
Oh, I know they're in good hands. I'm just picking your brain.
Yeah.
I want to see. I'm so curious to people's reactions and, like, arguments and stuff. This is why
You're just talking to a different generation, son.
It's okay.
You know. Yeah, no, I know. You know, I brag about you all the time to people.
It's good content, man.
You know, to where, you know, you just fucking, you kill it. You know, you know your shit. You know, I don't know shit about that. And, you know, I just stay away from it, you know? Because honestly, I'm too old to fucking learn that shit. And the bottom line is, I just don't want to. And I know
right on.
You know, I know that. I don't, it does not interest me, you know?
So, you're not going to do your bottles, right?
No, I'll do my bottles.
You're just going to do it locally and not
I'll do it, you know. I'll use it for fucking business, and that's strictly it. Yeah. But I'm not gonna fucking.
But there's there's some things that you're gonna have to learn, and you're not even gonna want to do it.
I'm sure I'll have to learn some shit. Whatever.
I'm just saying you're gonna have to learn something, and you're gonna be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you all, like I've always said, man, you always gotta learn. You know. Yep. So when I get into that, yeah. But I can tell you one thing: I'm not gonna put up with picky-ass fucking customers, you know?
Cool.
You know, I deal with it now, and I don't put it up with it. You know, because I'm starting to get into this fucking, you know, a lot of my customers are starting to be these fucking millennial fucking customers. You know?
They don't understand. You know what's crazy?
You know? Huh?
I don't like when people shit on millennials when they raise them.
What's it? Say that again?
I don't like when people shit on millennials when they're the ones that raised them.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm like, what?
But it's
you raised
generation
them.
And... Yeah, but that's millennials. Millennials have zero accountability. It's always somebody else's problem. That's millennials.
Not all of them, though.
Oh, a lot of them. I'm telling you, a lot of them.
So you're saying
I have no
accountability?
No, just like you said, not all of them. But I'm saying, you know, a lot of them, I fucking deal with them. You know, I fucking deal with them. And it's just like, okay, so here, I got a simple question for you. Okay, this
I'm
is
done.
Business.
I'm done.
Okay, all right. So what's a hard quote? What's your definition of a hard quote? You come to me. You want me to do some electrical on your house?
Wait, what's a hard,
what's a hard
quote? Sorry, my phone.
What's a hard quote? I'm gonna do because I'm dealing with millennials that their mommy and daddy bought them a fucking brand new. Fucking $750,000 house. and they want a bunch of electrical done, right? Okay. What's a hard quote? I want this done, this done, this done, this done. Here's the price.
Hard quote is flat fucking rate. You won't go up or down.
Done deal. That's what you want done. I will do it for this price. You agree to it, sign it, boom, done, right?
Yep.
What's an estimate?
You'll play with them. Like, if you go, what, $500?
An estimate is, less. It's going to be right around this. If it goes smooth, it'll be less. If it's harder, it's going to be more.
Yep. I know that.
Yep. A not to exceed price.
I've never heard it been said as a hard quote. I've heard something different, but I knew what you were saying.
Yeah, well, I see it as a hard quote, but a quote is a quote. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Okay. An estimate is an estimate. It might be more, it might be less. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have another one, which is a not to exceed price, where they say, I go, what's your budget? $15,000? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then I give them a list. I could do all this for a not to exceed price, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I want a not to exceed price, but I want all this done, and I'll have to send them an email saying, you know what? My not to exceed price for your budget is this, and it's not going to include this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And every fucking time. Oh, yeah, no, they always want hard quotes. It's a quote.
Yep.
You know? And then when it's all said and done, it's like, well, then they want to switch everything up. You know? It's like, I gave you the fucking option, you know, to do this, this, or this. You chose this. I gave you the price. You agreed to it. That's the fucking price.
Yep.
You know? It's like, why is it always got to be fucking hindsight, you know, 2020? Oh, we should have did this, so now we want you to fucking... No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, they're just...
I gave you the option at the fucking beginning, you know?
Yep.
You know, that shit drives me nuts.
Yep.
You know? You know,
yeah.
So a lot of times, I mean, I get it right at the beginning sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? I think you should probably find somebody else to do your work for you. Because I don't want to fight.
Yeah, I've never really liked those businesses because you have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's tough. Service providers are fucking good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because people don't understand. You know, and as much as I explain to them, they only hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, and then after they start seeing everything and and they may have an expectation that it's going to take this long, if this one goes quicker or this one's longer or whatever, then they're always looking for, you know, oh, well, I'm not going to pay that. You signed the paper, motherfucker. You know, we discussed this. I came out, we walked through everything and you agreed to it. And now you want to fucking renege on your contract?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, that shit drives me nuts, you know?
I like B2B stuff. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. That's it. Cut and dry, you know?
Business to business.
But, yeah, it's just...
I like that stuff, because you don't have to deal with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's a constant battle.
Yep, you just get people and give them information on things and then get rolling. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, and I do. I give all the information. You know, I'm very thorough when I tell them what I'm going to do, what's going to happen, whatever.
Do you know what B2B and B2C means?
Explain. What's your explanation of that?
So B2B is business to business. So since I'm a business or brand or whatever, you teach people things, and then you use all of that value that you give them to sell a product.
Right.
And then
B2C is business to customer.
Correct.
So then what's my business?
Your business. Wait, so you have your own little business, right? And then you go to the customer.
I'm straight up business to customer.
Correct.
I'm a service provider.
Yep, correct. Because you don't give... Yeah. I mean, you do a service. That's all you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But what I do is I give information out to people and teach them things. And then they use me as the professional information provider. And then they use all of that value. So pretty much I'm using and giving them so much information and value in different areas. And then they feel so like guilty, and then it makes them want to buy a product.
Makes them feel guilty.
It does. It does. It really does. If you, dude, oh my God, this is why I like emotional.
See, to me, no, get this. That's fucking like,
get this, okay, get this.
Like a fucking used car salesman.
No, get this though. This is why I like emotional intelligence so much. Because if you tell a story and it touches somebody's heart, that product has a real meaning to that customer.
That's
why
car
salesmen. Yeah, that's why car salesmen are fucking good, because they fucking try to touch your heart and build relationships.
Yeah, because they, because
that's
they fill out the customers, they figure out what they like or whatever, and they bring up stories.
Yep.
Even if they're fucking lies, they make up fucking stories to fucking make the sale.
I don't like the lie stuff though. Like, that's bullshit.
No, I agree. That's why used car salesmen have a fucking bad rap, because most of them are like that.
Yep.
It ain't that hard to fucking, you know.
You'll be the best. You'll be the best if you're not a piece of shit liar.
That's why I'm legit. I just tell it straight up how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And this is why,
you know,
I'm
and then I get customers. You know, how much, oh, I want this plug right here. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, $350.
Yeah.
You know, but I had to fucking cut the drywall, run the wire through the wall, patch everything, texture it, paint it, fucking make it all fucking look like I wasn't even there, right?
Yep.
And it's all fucking done. And all they see is a little plug and a plate on the wall.
Yep.
And they're like, oh my, why is it $350? You agree to the fucking price. Well, that's just a plug in the wall. Yeah, but look at all the shit I fucking did.
Yep.
To get it there. They don't see that. You know? And I want to tell them, like, yeah, I don't have a truck full of stickers of plugs and switches that I get a stick on the wall and I'm done for fucking $5. You know, it's not the dollar store. You know?
Yep. Yep.
So.
Crazy. I think I'm going to be the best, dude, because I'm unafraid to tell my stories, all the shit I've been through, and it's going to touch somebody's heart, and then boom.
No, I've always do what you do, man. Do what you're happy doing.
That's the most important.
You know? Yeah. Well, I'm not knocking that, man. We can agree to disagree on shit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, you're still my son. I still love you. Fucking proud of you.
Do you
kicking ass and taking names and doing what you do? You know, but there's just certain things that are ingrained in me and.
Yeah. Do you know what Luna Kitty like right now?
Do I know what they like?
Yeah. Do you know what makes them, like, tick?
Katie?
Anthony.
Yeah, she's pretty easy these days, yeah. She's in the Converse. Not makeup. But she's into clothes.
She's makeup, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. She keeps trying to, you know, she's a girly girl right now, you know, fashionable to shit.
I gotta show you something funny, though.
Yeah. And Peyton's pretty. He just likes he's like all fucking boy right now. He just likes hanging out with his buddies. He wants you to drop him off at school early so he can fucking bullshit with his buddies.
Cool. That's good.
You know? I mean, that's it. You know, he's just like, eh. You know, he's pretty chill. I picked him up at 8:30. He doesn't even have school tomorrow. And he was wiped. And I go, what do you want to do, man? Are you hungry? Whatever. He's like, no, I have pizza. I'm full, Dad. I go, what do you want to do? He's like, Dad, you go, just get home. I want to go to bed. I'm tired.
That's awesome.
That was it. He used to go to bed at 8 o'clock, you know, and he was wiped. He was done.
Yeah.
But he'll be like, hey, you know, he'll ask me, like, yeah, let's do a project. Let's build something, you know. You know, so we'll come out here in the shop and tinker around and do stupid-ass shit, you know.
Awesome. Have you guys used the 3D printer yet? Did he, like, make stuff?
He tried something.
Dude.
But that's kind of fell by the wayside. Yeah. Hasn't really done much with it, yeah.
I had, like, an idea.
He's more out here, like, wanting to break shit. Like, my old printer broke.
Oh, he wants to tear it apart?
Yeah, so I fucking pulled the electrical cord, and I gave him all the tools and everything, so he tore that shit apart in the backyard.
That's cool.
And then we were back here, so he pulled out, like, all these motors and all this shit, you know? He's like, how can I make this run?
You should have him look at, like, the, if he wants to, but have him look up, like, the little numbers on, like, the chips and see if that interests him, see if he wants to learn about them.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of got a mechanical thinking, you know, because he was saving all the gears and, like, trying to build something with it.
That's awesome.
So we had the motors out here, and they're, like, tiny, tiny little motors, man. They're, like, the size of a quarter.
That's cool.
And they had the wires hanging off of them. And we couldn't read the numbers. I'm like, what are the numbers on there? What does it say? And they're, like, a V on there. We were trying to figure out what the voltage was. So we had your
microscope, right?
No, not the microscope. We had your little voltage deal with the test leads on it, and we were trying to hook them up and trying to get the motors to run, and we couldn't get them to go. And I'm like, well, shit, maybe they're 120 volts, you know? So I got my strippers out, and I stripped the wires on the end of it.
Yep.
And I'm like, watch this. I go, stand back. Because I plugged the damn wires, like,
my God.
I plugged them right into the plug. So I'm holding the wires and I just plug it right in there. And the motor's like, wah! It's just screaming.
That's awesome.
He's standing there right next to me. He's looking, his eyes get all big. And I'm like, oh, it's working, man. Look at that. It's that big.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's like, boom! It fucking blows up.
That is so cool.
And I'm like, I don't think it was 120 volts. I think that was 1 or 2 volts. The thing, I'm holding the wires, and that thing is just like smoking.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, so
what if you put that into like an RC car, like built one?
You think man. If you know what the ratings are on the motors, yeah, you could set it up, man. Do all that cool shit.
You guys should try.
That's what he did. He pulled all those little parts out there, and the gears and the motors. He had everything sitting on my workbench.
Yeah, dude, you guys got that 3D printer. You guys should try to like measure like dimensions for like a body and like make some wheels and stuff and do something like that.
That'd be cool. They thought I was savvy on that thing, but yeah.
Oh, dude. That'd be cool. What if you just, like, drew something up and I'll build something? I'll get, like, the file ready, and then next time I'm over there, we can print it off.
Yeah, shit, we could. Yeah. I mean, he's all about it, man. He was out here, you know, when we were stripping the wire and doing all that kind of shit. And, you know, he's all into the fucking screw guns and the fucking shredding the shit and, you know. And I let him, I'm like, all right, you're on it, you do it. And he did it the first time. He's like, oh, my God, Dad. He's like, that scared me.
Nice.
He's like, how about if you do that?
Sick.
You know, but he's always wanting to build something or whatever. He helped me build the little, like the access to under the house.
Yeah.
That thing. Yeah, he helped me build that whole thing out here. He was putting the screws in. I was showing him how to use a screw gun. He's all over all that shit. Making the marks, you know, drawing the lines. You know, he's still too young, but he's scared of the saws and, you know, all that stuff. You know, but at least I'm showing him how to use a tape measure.
Saws,
you know.
Cool. If I'm going to... Shit, you know that one time you made me saw out, like, the panel when you left to go get, like, tools or supplies or something?
Yeah, oh, the stucco? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I cut the fucking wire and that shit, like, fucking exploded. Remember? I told
you
about
that. Yeah,
you're
not touching the wire. You're fine. Whatever. It happens.
Dude, that shit scared me. I never want to do that shit.
Yeah, you just gotta know what you're dealing with, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're holding a plastic tool. You're not grounded. So if you hit something, you know, well, fuck, whatever. All it means is a little more work. You gotta fix it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, because it's good money, man.
Yeah, fuck money.
You know, it's treating me well, man. You know? Because people are scared of it. You know, they can't see it. They're scared of it.
Yep, that's not my trade.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so many trades.
But I don't know, man. I mean, he's into the... He's definitely into the mechanical shit and, like, building shit.
Yeah.
You know, in the gears and all that. And, you know, that's what I was telling him. I go, man, maybe you should be a, you know, go into, like, being an engineer or something, you know? You know, get into that stuff because you can get into, you know, aerospace and rockets and all kinds of crazy ass shit, you know?
That's crazy.
I go, you don't need to be construction, you know? I go, you can learn, you know, you can learn how to do all that stupid, simple shit from your dad, you know, because that's what I know how to do. I go, but you could take that on to bigger and better things, you know. I go, you could build shit to go to the moon.
Yep.
You know? I go, you don't got to fucking put a plug in somebody's house.
Nope.
You know, you can do fucking way bigger and better things than dad does, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's so much out there to try.
Yeah. But I can definitely see him going, you know, down that way because that's what interests him, you know.
Yeah.
At least right now, anyways, you know. You know, because he's all about all the fucking different tools I got. How does that work? You know, what is that one for? You know.
Yeah.
I don't know, I gotta show him, you know, this is what this does, you know. But he's learning, you know. And he'll come up with his own ideas, you know, about shit. You know, he's already thinking, you know.
That's good.
Well, what if we did this, you know? I'll be like, you know. That's probably not gonna work. You know, because I was showing him how to change the inner tubes on the bike, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was coming up, he's like, what if we just fill them up with foam, you know?
What the hell? That's...
Right? That's
like
pretty
a,
smart.
Like a hard foam? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, that's funny you say that, son. I go, they actually have stuff like that. I go, it's not so much hot foam, it's more of like a airy rubber.
Yeah.
Airy hard rubber. I go, but they have it. You know, I go, that's awesome that you even thought of that, you know? So, you know, he's definitely a thinker, you know.
That's good.
Trying to make things, you know, fit. Oh, yeah. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, you're all individuals, man. You're all going to do your own shit. You're all going to go your own way. You know, and you're all going to learn a little bit from each other, you know. More so the younger ones from the older ones, you know.
Have you ever seen an inner tube, mate?
What's that?
Have you ever seen an inner tube made? Like,
have I? No, I have not. No.
That'd be kind of cool. Probably make like an inner tube if we knew how to make one and try putting like foam in it just to see what would happen. Maybe you could like make a little something from it if it worked.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to get the... Yeah, it almost has to be a rubber, because if you put foam, the more you rode it, the foam would crush down.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but that's why they do the... Like, that's how I was explaining that to Peyton, because he saw me use the foam can.
Yeah, like melt, you know, rubber inside of it or something.
Yeah, you need something that's not going to break down easily, so it's got to have a rubber base, you know, so that once it hardens, then it's going to hold that shape for a while, you know.
Yep. It's crazy.
But he's a thinker, man. He looks at shit and fucking analyzes it. He's very critical on things that he looks at, you know. Very particular, you know, and that's kind of an engineer's mind, you know.
Yeah.
Details and, you know,
yep,
understanding how things operate, and, you know, he's pretty damn good at it.
Keep him thinking.
I had him out here. We were breaking open circuit breakers. I was freaking cutting them open and fucking hitting them with a hammer or whatever, and explaining to him like the thermal overloads and, you know, how everything worked, you know, with the switch and everything.
Right.
You know, and he's just like, wow. I go, there's a lot of shit in that little black box, huh? I go, it's a lot more than just a switch, you know. There's a lot of internal workings, you know. And I go, and every little thing in there has a purpose, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy what people come up with, dude.
Oh, yeah. A fucking jamming story, that, man. They were fucking way ahead of their time. Probably still are. But it all works out, man.
It does.
Somebody builds something, and somebody else will look at it, and they'll improve upon it and make it better.
Exactly.
You know, so everything's
constantly
growing.
Look at the car,
growing.
Dude. Look what cars are now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's incredible, man. You know, I mean... You know, shit, by the time I'm old and dying, I guarantee you there's going to be cars. People are going to be driving, and the cars are going to, they're not even driving, the cars are going to be driving them.
Dude, they already have some of that already.
No, I know. I know they already have that shit.
They already released them, yeah.
It's the fucking legislation, though, because everybody's scared. You know, they don't want a bunch of fucking people in cars and no control of the car, you know. But it's coming.
No, I think everybody's going to want them. Because everyone's lazy, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a given.
People are going to. I know they are. Because everybody wants the latest and greatest.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, as soon as they figure out how to get that to where it's
like
99.9% safe.
Yeah, nothing's 100.
You know, kind of like a Segway.
Yeah.
you know, where it has like triple and quadruple safety features on it to where it's not just going to fucking fall over.
Yeah.
Once somebody actually comes up with the proper sensors that don't get dirty when it's raining and you're driving.
Right.
To where they're fucked up, that's probably the biggest variable right now.
No,
you know, but if they have a system set up to where it's, you know, triple protected, quadruple protected, you know, and they can drive all the way across the country, you know,
with their eyes
with
closed,
just somebody in the car and nothing happens, then I guarantee you, once somebody does that, no different than somebody flying the first plane all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, once that's just where we're at. Once somebody does that with a car and drives all the way across the country with no problems, then it's going to be like, oh, shit, you know, they got the system.
Yep.
You know, let's start this, you know. And then for a while, there's going to be laws to where you got to be awake in the car.
No, yeah,
you know, but
they're going to do stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, but it's coming. I mean, it's going to definitely be in your lifetime, you know.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
They have cars that brake by themselves. They have cars that stay in between the lanes. You don't have to hold the steering wheel.
That's Uncle Scott. Scott, they just bought a Subaru.
Yep.
That does all that shit. Yep. But he said as soon as he takes his hands off the steering wheel, it knows that he took his hands off, and the fucking car tells him to put his hands back on the steering wheel.
Oh, that's cool. It has sensors in the wheel, huh?
Yep.
Yep. It's probably like a little like touchpad wheel. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it's coming. I mean, they're working on it slowly but surely, you know, slowly implementing everything into these cars.
Yep.
And eventually, you know, they have the technology now.
No, they do. They just got to test
but,
one by one and fix the bug.
Yeah.
Little.
But they got to implement it slowly in the society, because if somebody just drops the bomb, they're going to spend more money fighting it, you know. But
yep.
If they slowly do it and slowly get everybody used to it, then it's going to be the norm.
That's true.
Yep.
See that?
It's like fucking, it's the classic deal, man. It's birth pains.
Yeah.
From a woman. You know, every woman tells you that it was the most fucking excruciating pain, fucking whatever, having a kid,
yeah.
Right? But as soon as they have that kid, their brain already tells them, like, well, it's not that big of a deal, and they fucking have another one. And they're happy with it. You know, it's the same shit.
That's funny.
But. All right, son. I love you.
You too.
Thanks for the talk again.
Yep.
Be safe.
Yep.
And yep. I'll talk to you soon, man. Be good.
All right. Adios.
All right. All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Vampy Streams. Be sure to check out shopvampirica.com for amazing quality clothing, apparel, and more inspiration from Drew Hopper. Tune in next time for help building a life you will love.